This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for the ethical use of artificial intelligence, emphasizing that security, dignity and equity should be at the center of all discussions. Prime Minister reiterated the importance of establishing a global framework for digital technology. He emphasized that this topic was raised by India during its G20 presidency and urged global institutions to recognize its significance for global governance. Inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, he said that WTSA aims to work towards global standards, while the India Mobile Congress plays a significant role in services. The Prime Minister said that today, India is one of the most dynamic countries in the world in terms of telecom and related technology. The Prime Minister said, India has become the world's second largest 5G market and that the government is now working intensively on 6G technology. He added that almost every district in the country is now connected to the 5G network. Speaking on the occasion, Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia emphasized that India is now prepared to lead the world in the development of 6G technology. The WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of the International Telecommunication Union, a United Nations agency for digital technologies organized every 4 years. This is the first time that the ITU WTSA is being hosted in India and the Asia-Pacific region. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. The India Mobile Congress 2024 will showcase India's innovation ecosystem, where leading telecommunication companies and innovators will highlight advancements in quantum technology and the circular economy, with a spotlight on 6G, 5G, cloud and edge computing, semiconductors, cybersecurity, and electronics manufacturing. The Election Commission of India will announce the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly polls today. The commission held a press conference at 3:30 p.m. in New Delhi to declare the schedule. The term of the Maharashtra Assembly is set to end on the 26th of next month, while the term of the Jharkhand Assembly will end on 5th of January next year. Maharashtra has 288 assembly seats and Jharkhand has 81 assembly constituencies for which elections are due. Our correspondent reports that the poll body is also expected to announce dates for bi-polls to 3 Lok Sabha seats and around 47 assembly seats in different states. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today reiterated that the electronic voting machines are 100% foolproof amid opposition's allegations of manipulation in the EVMs. Meanwhile, the BJP's Central Election Committee meeting will be held this evening in Delhi to decide on the names of candidates for the Jharkhand Assembly elections. Besides, Party President J.P. Nadda and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will also participate in the meeting. Jharkhand election co-in-charge Hemanta Biswa Sarma said the seat-sharing formula of the NDA will also be discussed in the meeting. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a 2-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. The fourth India-Australia 2+2 secretary-level consultations were held in New Delhi. According to the External Affairs Ministry, the Indian delegation was led by Defence Secretary Giridhar Aramane and Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. The Australian side was led by Secretary of Department of Defence Greg Moriarty and Secretary of Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Jan Adams. The ministry said discussions covered a wide range of issues such as political, strategic, defence and security, and regional and global issues of mutual interests. India has expelled 6 Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Rose Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Hebert, First Secretaries Mary Catherine Jolly, Ayn Rose David Tirtes, Adam James and Paula Urjule have also been expelled. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.